imagine for a moment the vastest emptiness you can conceive, an expanse so immense, so utterly void, that the very concept of space loses meaning. In this endless nothing, picture a single point of something, a tiny songbird. And from this improbable speck of existence comes the most unlikely thing of all. A song. Why? In all this nothingness, why sing? It's a question that echoes across the void, unanswered, unheard. Or is it? Consider this songbird, this lone mote of being. Its voice carries no further than its own ears, its melody lost in the infinite silence. And yet it sings. It sings. Why does it persist in this seemingly futile act? Perhaps, in singing, the bird does more than make noise. Perhaps each note is a tiny rebellion against the all-consuming nothing. Each trill, each warble, a declaration. I am, I exist, I create. But let's dig deeper. What is this nothingness that surrounds our intrepid songbird? Is it truly empty, or is it pregnant with potential? In quantum physics, we've discovered that even the vacuum of space is not truly empty, but fizzing with virtual particles popping in and out of existence. Could our songbird's melody be interacting with this quantum foam? Could its song be creating ripples in the fabric of reality itself? And what of the bird's consciousness? In all this emptiness, how did awareness arise? Is the bird's mind an island of something in an ocean of nothing? Or is it a focused point of the universe becoming aware of itself? Perhaps the song is not just a product of consciousness, but consciousness itself made audible. Let's expand our perspective. Isn't our own existence somewhat like this songbird's? We find ourselves in a universe so vast it defies comprehension, our planet a tiny speck in an incomprehensible cosmic ocean. And yet, like the songbird, we create, we sing, we paint, we write, we build. We send our voices out into the apparent void. Why? Could it be that our creations, like the songbird's melody, are what give meaning to existence? That in the act of creating, we define ourselves against the backdrop of cosmic emptiness? Perhaps every work of art, every scientific discovery, every act of kindness is a note in humanity's song, pushing back against the encroaching nothing. But here's a troubling thought. What if the nothingness is not just around us, but within us as well? What if the void is not only external, but internal? A creeping sense of meaninglessness that threatens to consume us. Is this why we create? Is each song, each poem, each invention a desperate attempt to fill an inner emptiness? Or perhaps we've misunderstood the nature of nothingness entirely. Maybe the void is not an enemy to be resisted, but the very canvas upon which existence paints itself. Could it be that the something and the nothing are not opposites, but partners in an eternal dance? The silence giving meaning to the song, the emptiness giving form to creation. Consider the Zen concept of Mu, often translated as nothingness, but perhaps better understood as the void that contains infinite possibilities. In this light, our songbird's melody doesn't resist the nothing, but arises from it, explores it, celebrates it. The song becomes not a defiance of emptiness, but an expression of its limitless potential. And what of the idea that the singing prevents the nothingness from unfolding everything? It's a puzzling concept. How can nothing unfold everything? How can a song prevent this? Perhaps it suggests that consciousness, represented by the song, gives shape and meaning to reality. Without the observer, the universe remains in a state of pure potential. Everything and nothing simultaneously. This brings to mind the quantum physics concept of superposition, where a particle exists in all possible states until it's observed. Could our songbird's melody be collapsing the wave function of reality itself? Is consciousness, whether a bird's or a human's, the force that crystallizes potential into actuality? As we ponder these questions, we must also consider, what happens when the singing stops? If the song is what gives meaning and form to existence, what becomes of existence in its absence? Do we, like the songbird, bear a responsibility to keep creating, to keep singing, lest reality itself unravel? This idea carries profound implications for how we view our own lives and actions. It suggests that every creative act, every moment of consciousness, every choice we make, is not just personally meaningful, but cosmically significant. That in living, in doing, in being, we are continuously participating in the creation and maintenance of reality itself. So in the end, why does the songbird sing? Perhaps because singing is existence itself. Perhaps because in singing, it fulfills the deepest purpose of consciousness to experience, to express, to create. The song is not just resistance against nothingness, but a celebration of the wonder of being. As we reflect on our own lives, our own songs, we might ask ourselves, what melody are we sending out into the vastness? How are our creations, our actions, our very thoughts shaping the reality around us? And in the face of apparent meaninglessness, can we find the courage and the joy to keep singing? For in our song, as in the songbirds, lies the very essence of existence, the eternal dance of something and nothing, of being and non-being, of the infinite potential becoming momentarily, beautifully real.